All right, so last week we started Torah Yud Aleph, so we will just do a little chazar. We'll start from the beginning again to get the flow. So Nachum by Ois Aleph. Ki yesh yichud yilo v'yichud tatah. So Nachum, so Nachman tells us that we have two levels of Amunah, as we know from the Svarim. There's something that's called yichud yilo, higher unity, yichud tatah, the lower unity. Hainu shema Yisrael, baruch shein kvod, mechus leilam vod. Every single yid has to be miyached these yichudim. You have to, each one in their own madrega and so on, every single day. We say Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem. We proclaim our Muna in both Yichudi La and Yichudi Tata. Right? As you said before, in the Svarim, Yichudi La means like Hashem Lakin Hashem Echad, like Eina Movada, Yichudi Tata means already. There is a world, there is a Malchus, and Kabbalah is a Malchus Shemayim. Fine. Va'idei zeh, through that, from there, Va'idei zeh, yachalavai l'tvunai satar lo'imka. From there, that's the beginning, from there a person is then able to reach, eventually, understanding the depth of Torah. To mishu madrega b'chusa, son that's on a low madrega, but dain rochav m'tvunai satar, is still very far from understanding the depth of Torah. So, there has to be mahalach in order to get to this deep understanding of Torah. And how does one get there? How does one get there? So he says, Hurak is Mishu Majreg, because someone that's on a low Majreg, where Dain Rochav is Vunas Torah, he's still far from understanding the depth of Torah. Raka de Yamtsois Hadibur, Yachalova Latvunas Hatar Loimka. Through Dibur, through words, as he's going to explain soon, through using. Through Torah, but expressing Torah in words, that's how then the Torah that's in word form, so to speak, is then able to be used as a guide to bring a person to that place that's called the depth of Torah. So he explains, "Haino aidei shumadaber ba'Torah b'diburim." It's through speaking Torah in words out loud. K'ma shekasav, like it says in Pasuk, "Chayim heim l'maytziehem," that Torah is life for those that find it. And the Gemara Darshan's L'maytziyim B'peh. The word Maitziyim, like a simple taich, means like a mitziyah, like to find something in the street. But the Gemara Darshan's Maitziyim also comes from the word to be Maitzi, to haitzah, to take something out. So Kichayim Eim L'maytziyim B'peh, that it's, Torah is life for those that bring it out from their mouth. So he says that when a person speaks words of Torah out loud, so Meir Lai Hadibur B'Kol HaMakayimus Shetzarech La'asis Tshuva. And that Torah then acts as sort of a guiding light to clarify to the person what their personal inyanim are that they have to work on to do tshuva. And when the person then is involved in that process, then at some point they'll be able to be zaycha to discover the depth of Torah. K'may Shamra B'Sinai Zichron L'Vracha. And this idea of Torah that exits the mouth, functioning as a light to illuminate one's path, that's hinted to in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Beruya said to one of the Talmidim that she saw that this Talmud was learning quietly. And so she said to him, Pesach picha, open up your mouth, v'yiru devarecha, and your words should become lichtig, they should become illuminated. So the simple pshat in the Gemara is that she was saying to him that if you don't say your Torah out loud, you might forget it. But as Rav Nachman is sort of asking in between the lines, what does it mean? The yiru devarecha, they should become light, they should become illuminated. So he's saying over here that when you say words of Torah out loud, then it has the potential of becoming a type of Torah that illuminates your path. It guides you to the certain avodas that you have to work on, and then that will, and then you'll be able to discover the depth of Torah. So that's what's interesting, by the way. This whole thing is sort of. I don't know how to say it. It's I don't know the word evolution. It's like an unfolding and unpackaging of Torah itself. Like it starts off with a person saying Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem, which is also a pasuk in Torah. You know, it's also Torah. And then the words of Torah, then you articulate to then the Torah functions as a way of guiding you to do tshuva and to work on your personal inyanim. To then eventually bring you to the depth of Torah itself. It's like everything. It's like the Torah itself is moving us from one level to the next. Ubakol pam bapam, as Rav Nachman says, every single time you open your mouth to say words of Torah, they call tshuva v'tshuva, and through each tshuva that a person does, through that illumination, uholich ma'madrega madrega, now you're moving, right? Atche yoyzim madrega b'chusa, till finally you could leave this madrega b'chusa, this low level, ubola tfunas atar lamkin, to get to the depth of Torah, to the true depth of Torah. So let's just go a little bit more. So he quotes the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Mitzrayim to do the signs for Parai, right, the tricks, you know. So the Gemara says in Menachos that there was two people. They were the head mechashvim, the head sorcerers for Parai, Yuchani and Mamre. And they said to Moshe, they said to him, he quotes the Gemara, they said to him, Tevin atamachnis lafarim. What are you doing? You're bringing magic tricks to Mitzrayim. That's like bringing dirt to a construction site. Like, there's plenty of dirt here. What are you doing? So the Heshev Lahem, so he responded to them, Amri Inchi, that people say Lamasa Yarka Yarka Shkul, that in a marketplace where they sell vegetables, bring your vegetables. So Rashi already says, I think Rashi says a comment over there, you can double check. I think Rashi says a comment like, they said Divrei Shtos to him, so he responds Divrei Shtos back, something. So what's the meaning over here? So he says, Tevin Zebuchinus Tvuna. Tevin, which is like straw, you know, that's what they said to him. Tevin Atamachna Safarim, you're bringing straw into a storage house of straw, you know, like, what are you doing? So not it's straw, not dirt. So he says, Tevin zebechines tvuna. Tevin, straw, comes to the word tvuna, which means understanding. Mashakosav tvuna tinserecha, that you should gather understanding. So he says like this, Shemevinu shemayshu etz lahachnis tvuna sator b'Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu over there by Yitzis Mitzrayim was trying to get the Yidden to the destination, to get them to understand the depth of Torah, to get them out from this low madrega that they were in, it's called Golas Mitzrayim, and to get them to the final destination, which is understanding Torah, that's called Tevin, that's called understanding. Valkin Sholu. So therefore they asked Moshe Rabbeinu, Ki bizman she'en Yisrael oisim ritzonei shel malkim, right? Klal Yisrael are not holding where they're supposed to be. Hei meshulim la'ofer. When Klal Yisrael are not doing the will of Hashem, so to speak, we're compared to dirt. So the question then was, Ve'ech yochel avinu medrega gavaya, how are you bringing them to this high medrega? In other words, That's the tefunas atar, the depth of Torah. That's the mean. That's what he means. That's what they said. Tem teven, lashon tefunas atayra, teven, which means the depth of understanding Torah. Atamachnas laafarim. You're bringing to people that are holding by dirt. So that's the question. Zebuchinus offer hayne madrega b'chusa. So you're talking to people that are, you know, so to speak, holding by the starting line. You know what I mean? And you're talking about the depth of Torah. How can you bridge that gap? Tevin atamachnes la farayim. You're bringing Tevin to a place of dirt. So the Heshev Lahem. So what was Moshe's response? Amri Inshi. So that's what's interesting. The response of Moshe Rabbeinu was like maskin. I understand. I know where they're holding. They're not holding with what I'm trying to give them. But while I'm trying to give them, you know, Tevin, As he's going to explain, I'm also going to give them the tools in order to get to the Tevin. So, you know, you have to, that's a big yisoid. Like, a leader has to know the people that he's trying to lead, and he has to know where they're holding, where they're not holding. But he has to know what the destination is and give them the tools in order to get there. So he says, so the response of Moshe was, Heshev Lehem. Moshe responded, Amri Inshi. People say, Amri Inshi. So again, Rashi says, they said Shtos, he says Shtos back. He says, Amri Inshi. Hainu Adei Amiris. The answer is, Amri Inshi. Let the people speak. Let them talk. The words of Torah that I'm going to give them, if they articulate it, it'll guide them to the path to eventually get to Tevin that I'm offering them. Hainu Adei Amiris, through the words, they had Dibor Shalisha Yisrael, through the words of a Yid, the words of Torah, as he said before, it'll illuminate his path in order that he should be able to find to know the tshuva that he has to do, to have the strength to do the tshuva that he has to do. V'zeu l'masa yarka, right? That's what he said, that people say to a city of vegetables, and others like a shuk of vegetables, you bring your vegetables, and others l'mekoymish etzarach lasis tshuva. That's what it means. L'masa yarka literally means, again, a city of vegetables. It means a place that needs tshuva. Yarka, hu b'chinas tshuva. Yarka means yarok, it's vegetables, but also it's a hint of tshuva. K'may shover medrash, like the medrash says, v'yarak es chanichav. Right, that was in this parsha, right? With Avraham Avinu, with Eliezer, with the kings of Sinai, right? So Arikan with Parsha Shoiftim. So the Medrash says Vayorek es chanichav means that he called to them, he taught them the parsha of Shoiftim. That's what the Medrash says. In other words, on a simple level, means that he was mechazik in the Indian of going out to war, like it says in Parsha Shoiftim that the Meshuach Melchama, the kind that was anointed to be to lead the troops, he would give like a shmuz. So Vayarik is chanicha, says the Medrash, means that Avraham Avinu, he pumped. I guess it was just Eliezer. So he gave a shmuz like it says in Parsha Shoiftim. But he says, but Rav Nachman says that the deeper meaning of that is Hainu Shazarzim Lasis Tshuva, that he's mechazik them to do tshuva, ki parsha shayftim nemar al tshuva. Because that parsha where the client Meshuach Melchama speaks to the soldiers, a major theme of that is the Indian of tshuva. Like it says over there that the generals would say, Miyaisha Yori Varach Levav, that anyone that's afraid and that's not able to stand in battle should go home. And as the Gemara says, Hayor Ma'avir Shavuot, that means if you're afraid of your Averis. In other words, part of the speech of Parsha Shoiftim during war was Mechazik Din of Tshuva. So again, as the Medrash says, Vayorek Es Chanichav, Yilidei Beisa means that Avraham Avinu was Mechazik Din of Parsha Shoiftim. And what does it say in Parsha Shoiftim? It means the Din of, first of all, it's the Din of Amun over there, of Amuna, which is where the Yid is holding, right? Because every Yid starts with Amuna. No matter the starting line that every Yid is born into is the starting line of Emunah. Yichud Eilo, Yichud Toshma Yisrael. Right? Kid is a little kid, like the Gemara says. The first thing you teach him, Shema Yisrael, Torah Tzivulon Moshe. So Yichud Eilo, Yichud Tata, basic Emunah we have. Okay, but now you want to get to the depth of Torah. How do you get to the depth of Torah? Okay, so then, like Rav Nachman said, then the words of Torah have to be spoken out and to be illuminated in order to guide the person into tshuva, to know what they have to work on. So that's the saying over here. So the word, so again, vayorek is chanichav means that he was mechazik in of tshuva. So the word vayorek is now a reference to tshuva. So says Moshe Rabbeinu, Amri Inshi. They're going to say words out, l'masa yarka, and to the place that needs tshuva, l'masa yarka, the place that needs tshuva, the words that they're saying will illuminate them and to give them the strength to do so. Vizel, and then that's what he means over here. He ties it together. Amri Inshi, people say Lamasa Yarka Hainu Aide Amiris Vadibur Shalishi Israeli through the words and the speech and the words that a person says, the words of Torah, Lamasa Yarka, Lamakoimish at Sorach Lasis Tshuva, to those places that require tshuva for that yid, Yorlay Hadibur. His words will illuminate Shiyuchalasis Tshuva, that he should be able to do tshuva. Vize Yarka Shkol. That's what we said, that the people say then in a shuk of vegetables, bring your vegetables. In other words, yarka shkol means b'chinas tshuva samishkol. That's the tshuva samishkol is a term that the Rishonim use, like tshuva that's that measure for measure, like whatever more serious issues, more serious tshuva, a lighter issue, lighter tshuva, like a real tshuva. That's tshuva samishkol. So he says, Shadibur Yoriloi, Shiuchalasis Tshuva Samishkol Mamish, that the words will illuminate the person that they should be able to do 100% a real tshuva. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, is that through the words of Torah that they're going to articulate, they'll be able to find the depth of Torah. That's also why, again, in the whole Indian of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we find this, that to a certain degree, the Indian of the Golas Mitzrayim was the slavery, but there was also an inability to articulate, right? The Zohar says that by Golas Mitzrayim, there was a Golas HaDibur. There was an exile of speech. right? The Yidden weren't talking. They were moaning and groaning. Pare means the same letters as ha'orif, which is the opposite of the place of the back of the neck, the opposite of the place of speech. Pesach, we celebrate Yitzis Mitzrayim by talking a lot. Kolamar v'lasaper ariz and meshubach. So part of the eating of Golas Mitzrayim is not being able to speak, and Yitzis Mitzrayim is to be able to speak. What does that have to do with the Golas? Well, the answer is again, the actual Golas means to be in a madrega b'chusa, means to be in a very low state, mem tesh shari tumah. And the ultimate goal is to get the depth of Torah, which is Har Sinai, right? Tavdu nesilakim alo harazeh. But how do you bridge that gap? Well, the way you bridge that gap is by whatever Torah you're able to articulate. Maybe it might not be the depth of Torah, but whatever Torah you're able to say it out loud, v'yiru devarecha, and the words will illuminate your path, and you'll be able to find the ability to get out of Mem Tesh Shari Tumah to get to Har Sinai. And that's in fact what Sfiras Omer is, right? What's Sfiras Omer? Counting the days, articulate, saying out loud what day it is. That's a pretty basic, elemental, like, that's the Avodah. Like, you would think it would be something grander than that. That's the idea, it's just to articulate, just to speak, just to say, just to articulate. And that's part of the Avodah of getting from Pesach into Shavuos. To a certain degree, this is also a hint in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Hashem, the Gemara quotes Hashem, that Hashem said, Halavai, Halavai Ozvu v'Tayrosi Shemaru, that even if Chas V'Shalom Mayid is not connected to the depth of Torah, at least they should learn Torah to whatever degree and articulate as much as possible. Hamor Shabai, because the light of Torah, Yachzir L'Mutav, will bring them back, will bring them close. So this is, again, this is the idea. You start off with a Muna. A person starts with a Muna. But that could be Madrega B'chus, that could be a low Madrega, because everyone starts with some level of Amunah. There's obviously many Madregas to Amunah, but that's basic. In order to get to the depth of Torah, to really, really get to the depth of Torah, then Torah itself illuminates, but it has to be through this Dibur. That's the Chiddush over here, that by articulating it with Dibur, then that has the school, that has the quality of illuminating one's path to get the person to not only know what they have to work on, but to have the confidence and the strength to be able to work on that. So now Rav Nachman goes on. I wish I could give more explanations of what this. I don't understand this as much as you do. I don't know. But that's this.
Rabbi, yeah. It happens to be that the front of the brain is where thought of the words.
Okay.
And the back of the brain is where ego.
Oh, really?
And maybe it's like first you have to speak it,
and then you'll be able to see it eventually. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. David Melch says in Telem, "Hamanti ki adaber." I believe because I say. "Hamanti ki adaber." So sometimes when you say something, that has the kaich of bringing it out. We'll see in a moment that he's going to explain a little bit more why dibur is so needed for this. But dibur is very often associated with malchus, right? The mid of malchus, the pasuk says, B'dvar melech sholtoin, the king rules with his speech, right? See this, that a person can raise to a position of malchus, just, he doesn't have to have any inner content. All they have to do is to be able to articulate, and they can raise themselves to a high madrega. So, dibur is very much connected to malchus. So, we know in the Svarim HaKdoshim that malchus, that mid of malchus is a funny, there's an interesting dynamic, that mid of malchus. Malchus, it's like if you're on the outside of Kedusha, so to speak, Madrega Pchusa, low level, and you want to enter in. So, Zah Shar Lashem, so there has to be a gate. What's the gate in? So again, from Malchus is the lowest Madrega of any infrastructure. So if you're, trying to go in bottom up, so that your entrance is Malchus. The irony is that, Malchus is not only the entrance in, but it's also sort of the Merkav, it's also the way in which you travel throughout. That's how you travel throughout. That's a unique. That's why the pasuk says we say it in Ashrei, Malchuscha, Malchus kol olamim. What does it mean? Malchus is the Malchus of all worlds. What does that mean? So the Mekubalim explained the meaning of that is that don't think of Malchus is like step one. That's your entrance. That's the gateway into Kedusha, Maskim. But you should also know that Malchus not only is it the gateway, but it's also your vehicle that you use to travel through all the olamim. And the deeper explanation of that is because Malchus not only, without explaining how or why, but Malchus not only is the entrance, But Keser Alini Keser Ma'al, beginning, like we say in Lechadoi, the Saif Ma'isim Achshav Tchila, beginnings and ends are bound to each other. So the very end of the structure is also deeply rooted in the very beginning, which means that, like, if you're at the end and you're also at the beginning, means you're everything in between as well. So Malchus Chamalchus Kol Olamim. So to a certain degree, Malchus is everything. So the vehicle through which you travel, the way you enter and the vehicle through which you travel the entire system, all the way getting to the top, is through Malchus. So Malchus means speech, B'dvar Melech Shel Tain. So in order to get to the depth of Torah, which is like sort of the highest level, like the crown, well, the way you enter into that, which itself is also the same vehicle that you use to travel to get to the highest destination, is Malchus, which is the words. So the words of Torah, again, this is what I mentioned from I mentioned this many times from the Kamarna as well. The Kamarna talks about this in regards to davening. But it's the same thing with tefillah also. The Kamarna says when a person feels a little bit outside of davening, you don't feel connected to it. So the Kamarna says that the way that a very strong Eitzah is to just, like, connect yourself to the letters and to the words of davening. You know, very often, we think that kavana is sort of outside of the words. Like, you have the words, but then there's like your personal kavanas that you have, obviously in conjunction with the words, but it's what you're thinking, it's what you're feeling. But very often you don't feel that. So said the Kamarna, well, the Nadrava, sometimes that means it's Hashem telling you, become more deeply attached to the letters and to the words, and imagine that these letters and these words are full of light. And they're mamish holy things and vehicles that you're attaching yourself to travel with. And the Rebbe Chaim Volozhin also says the same thing. He says in Nefesh HaChaim, he says when a person's davening, very often a very strong kavana you can have, especially when you're not so into the davening and you want to get yourself into it. So he says one of the major kavana you can have is to imagine the letters of davening, the words of davening, as mamish vehicles that your neshama is using to travel to Hashem with. And that's not a dimyon, that's not an imagination, it's not an illusion, that's metzias. Because again, words is malchus, and malchus is the gateway with which you enter into avodas Hashem, but it's also the vehicle that you travel throughout with. And that's what's going on over here also. So this space, this infrastructure that's called Torah, that you want to get to the depth of, well, the way to travel, well, the beginning of that is words, just like Malchus is the beginning. And so that's Dibur, that's words. But they're also not just the beginning, it's also the vehicle through which you travel. So the traveling to get to the destination means a process of tshuva and of working on oneself in order to be able to be worthy to get to the depth of Torah. Well, that the vehicle to do that with is itself the words of Torah. So the word, like Rav Nachman saying, the words of Torah themselves have to be this mechanism, this vehicle through which you travel. But again, the reason why it functions like that is because words have this quality of malchus. And malchus is, again, as I said, is both the entrance and the vehicle throughout the particular system. Oh, then he goes, okay, maybe this explains the next piece. If you take a look at Beis, so he says, Ach ledibur sheyor eloi, in order for the words to illuminate one's path, in order for it to function like this, yev shaliskoi skim alide kovid, then the words have to be connected to a sense of kavod, to a sense of kavod. Hainu, sheyira sheya kavod Hashem Yisbaruch b'shleimus. Your focus should be, when you articulate these words, that it should bring kavod shemayim, that it should bring honor to Hashem. What does honor have to do with anything? What's he talking about now? Well, so if the words that we're talking about is the vehicle, it's malchus, well, malchus is kavod. Malchus is kavod. And who's kavod? Not your kavod. Right, the covet of Hashem, Hashem's malchus. So if the nekud is that you're trying, whatever destination you're getting to, there has to be a vehicle that you're traveling, you know that you're using in order to get there. So in any infrastructure of kedusha, the vehicle is itself the gate, the shar, the gateway is itself the vehicle, and that's called the mid of malchus, which is associated with words, and obviously because it's malchus, is also associated with covet. So when a person articulates, as Rav Nachman, the words of Torah in a way that you're trying to bring kavod shemayim to yourself, to the world, v'chulu, then those words can function now as a chariot, as a vehicle of malchus, bringing you ultimately to the destination of the depth of Torah. So he says.
Could be he's also explaining Baruch Shem very implicitly in the
book. Oh, yeah, that's a good point, also, right? Baruch Shem is also, that's also connected to Malchus, right? So it's Hashem's covenant, and that
that's
itself becomes, that's the vehicle.
Down, that's,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Transport.
They still, you have to understand, like, to a certain degree, there's a certain, I'm now saying this in parentheses now, and I probably should have said this a long time ago. There's a certain approach of how you have to have to the Svarim HaKadoshim, and certain Svarim Befrat, like with Nachman. Obviously, you try to understand it as much as possible, but when you go into Likut Maran, especially when I'm teaching it, you have to know going in that you're not going to... We're not going to really understand what's going on over here, but that's not. It's more of trying to be makasha ourselves, not just to the tzaddik, to the words of Torah, to like the inyan. The Sefer Likut Maran, amongst other, like all Sefer Chassidus, the earlier Sefer Chassidus Befrat, but Rav Nachman Likut Maran Befrat Shebe Befrat, is that it's active. It's electric. You know what I mean? So. To a certain degree, the tachlis is just to have a connection to it. You touch it, and it, you know, to give a little bit of an energy. In order to touch it, there has to be some level of understanding, right? So Rav Nachman sort of gives us a little, just enough words to work with that we could, I guess I understand what's being said, even though I don't really understand what exactly it is that we're talking about. But there's enough. Seder that Rav Nachman is offering us to just be that point of contact, right? So, I mean, to a certain degree, that's what I'm saying this now. To a certain degree, that's the ending of this Torah, right? It's like the words of Torah is just a vehicle in order to get you to that place of depth that's wordless to a certain degree, right? So it's like the words that you're saying are really just functioning as a vehicle to get you somewhere. So your connection to the Torah is just in that way of just holding on to the vehicle, you know. So to a certain degree, that's the whole Sefer Likut Maran is like that. But again, it makes it difficult. But that's
the ice. The ice of the letters. The ice turns into an ice. It turns into a sign.
A sign. Well, that's interesting, right? Because he made the reference to the little story with Moshe Rabbeinu, right?
Right.
The Holy Moshe Rabbeinu is Oisais and Mavsim, Nasati, Oisais Saib and Mitzrayim of my letters. You see this inning of letters. And the Svarim HaKadoshim to talk about this is because obviously the whole inning of Yitzis and Svarim was to get to Har Sinai, which is Torah, and the letters of Torah. So that means that sort of the way out of Mitzrayim was to find the letters, to find those letters. But that's, again, the Kayach of articulating. And the letters of Torah then being the guiding light to get you to that destination. That's mamash what you see by Yitzis Mitzrayim. Very good.
Is there
anything
when you talk, words are a harbor of reality? Just thoughts.
Yeah. I'm saying because that's the Midah of Malchus. That's the Midah of Malchus. You know, the Midah of Malchus means. The lowest level of any infrastructure means the most grounded, the most tangible. So that's the Midah of Malchus. That's the Midah of letters. Right, you say right. The Gemara says, "Yeah, Isis Sosaisa Dovis Bekever." Right, that's the idea. That's the Malchus. Yeah. Right. That's the when you disconnect the way Malchus is supposed to be engaged, that Midah of Malchus, the way you engage with it properly is by seeing it as a gateway and as a vehicle towards the higher elements of that infrastructure, which is what he's describing. The a terrible travesty is when Malchus is seen as disconnected from the infrastructure it's a part of, and they're not seen as a gateway and a vehicle towards something higher. It's a standalone thing, and that's so. For example, that idea of the of Klal Yisrael or Erev using the names of Hashem, which are letters, right? And letters, names of Hashem, which are truly supposed to be a malchus as a gateway and as a merkava to something higher, and using that to create an egel masecha, like the pasuk describes, a molten, a metal gods, a static, not moving, not traveling, not a merkava. That's a travesty. So, I mean, that's also the idea of why is it so terrible to say like lashon hara, right, or words of sheker, or like why is it so bad to say words that are not connected to the truth, and words that don't function as a mechanism of traveling and of connecting towards something. Like, what's so bad? But that's what lashon hara is, right? I mean, obviously, there's many layers to lashon hara, but to a certain degree, lashon hara divides people, right? Instead, I mean, words can be a point of connecting, right? But instead of that, lashon hara or any negative words, the words don't function as a connecting link. They're just static, right? Or the opposite, they can be division, right? Or words of sheker, right? Why is sheker? The Gemara says that there's group, a certain group that is not makabel pnei shechina lo leinu is zinin of kat shakrana. Like, why is sheker so bad? Well, the answer is, again, words are malchus. The truth is the inner, that's the destination, those are like the higher layers, the higher levels of the infrastructure, right? For Malchus, there's Yisoid and Hoid and Netzach and Teferes and all the different spheres leading up to Keser, right? So all the other Midas, until Malchus, that's like the truth, that's the Emes. And what's Malchus? Those are the words that should be used as the gateway and as the chariot in order to get to that place of Emes. And that's called speaking words of emes. That's called speaking words of truth, and words that are then able to function as a chariot and as a vehicle in order to move forward into a deeper connection to other people, into a deeper level of connection with Hashem. That's good. I mean, that's the idea that words are not supposed to be just static. They're supposed to be zashar l'Hashem, tzadikim yivoy boy. That's what they're supposed to be. When words are disconnected from that function, then you're talking about, on a high level, separating Malchus from the higher spheres, and that's a terrible travesty. When that happens, Chas v'Shalom, then there's no point of contact, and there's no way in. Then you're sort of on the outside. Because the only way in is through that midah of Malchus, which is words that are used as a way of entering in. But when the words are not functioning as that, then the person's left out in the cold. So again, that's what he says over here. So for the words of Torah to be illuminated, they have to be malchustic. What does it mean to be malchustic? It means they have to be said for the purposes of bringing Kavod Shemayim. So he says, like, Anachmal, Ach l'dibur shi'ar la ba'ois peis, l'dibur shi'ar, in order for the words to become illuminated, for them to illuminate your path, yev shaliz kais kimai de kavod. The only way to be zaycha to that is through kavod, and that the word should be kavodic. Hainu, shi'ira shi'ira kavod Hashem yisbrach m'shleimus. That a person should see that the kavod of Hashem should be as perfect as possible. She akvoide, the next column. She akvoide la'ayin neged kavod Hashem yisbarach. That your kavod should be nothing compared to the kavod of Hashem. That's like to make Hashem's kavod more of a priority than your own. Hayinu adei anova v'katnos, which means making yourself humble and making yourself small, and bringing kavod to Hashem. This is also related to the midah of Malchus, right? Malchus is, again, associated with Hashem being great, with bringing kavod to Hashem. But Malchus also is very much associated with the flip side of that, which is making yourself small, right? So David HaMelech is the embodiment of that midah of Malchus, right? And so he sees himself as mamish tiny and empty and small. Because again, something has to be big, right? It's either you or Hashem, right? So those are the two choices. So you make yourself small, it means Hashem is being big. You make yourself big, v'chulu, right? So those are the choices that a person has to make. So in order for the words to be malchustik in a holy way, so it means that the words should be articulated with a sense of trying to be mar b'kavod shemayim and with a sense of making yourself more humble. Ki ikar b'chinas hadibur humi kavod, because the inyan of dibur is associated with kavod. K'may shekosav, like it says in Tillim, mi hu zeh melech hakavod, that the word kavod is associated with melech. That's his point of view. Mi hu zeh melech hakavod, hayinu malchus peh. He's quoting the Zohar. The Zohar says that malchus is connected to the mouth, right? We know that the body of a person is connected, is a remes to the 10 midas, right? So what's the part of the body that's connected to Malchus? So it says the Zohar, Malchus Peh, it's the mouth. So Malchus means the mouth. That's why I said it before, that speech is very much connected to the name of Malchus, but Dvar Melech Shel Tam, the king rules with his speech, right? The king is not physically stronger than everyone else, so why is everyone listening to him? Because he's convinced them to, right? That's how it goes. Kikasha Torah Bala Teich Dibur Pagumim. So it says Rav Nachman, when the Torah is put into Nebuch, damaged words, Lepeh Pagum, to a mouth that's damaged. So what does it mean, a damaged mouth? So in this context, Befrat, it means a mouth that's speaking from a place of its own covet, right? Those are damaged words, and those are damaged, that's a damaged mouth. So when the words of Torah are put there, not only do the words of Torah not illuminate, not only are you missing this vehicle of Malchus to ascend and to travel upwards to eventually get to the place of the depth of Torah, kim gama Torah is gashem v'nischashech sham mipiv. And not only does it not work, the way it's supposed to be, but it actually backfires, and the Torah becomes more magushim. That's what that like by the ego, where again, if Malchus is disconnected, that's the unique quality of Malchus. Malchus, it's either functioning as a vehicle towards something higher, or if it's disconnected, it becomes the beginning of something lower. That's on the Svarim, we find this, that Malchus of the higher level is the Keser, is the crown, is the beginning of the lower level. So in Kedusha, everything flows, that's fine. But when Malchus is disconnected from being the bottom of the higher level, then its entire identity is what? Being the top of the lower level, right? So it's like, instead of it being a znav lari, instead of it being a tail to a lion, it's Rosh Lashul. It wants to be the head of the fox. And so that disconnect is very unhealthy, because then you're talking about a lower level that's disconnected from the higher level. And what does that result in? Ani Agever, right? Eila Lecha Yisrael, this is your God. This is your God, right? Instead of the lower worlds being connected to the higher worlds and it being a flow from above and so on, now Malchus is disconnected. So when the words of when the mouth is coming from a place of gaiva and yeshus and of a damaged place, then the words of Torah that are put there, then now this Malchus is not a vehicle. This Malchus is not a vehicle to ascend up. This is this Malchus is now static in a molten idol that's stuck in its place, that refuses to bend. And it becomes just the beginning of that which is lower, not the end of that which is higher. So as he says, so the nitzchashech, the Torah becomes. That's why you find the Gemara says that the words of Torah, when it's said and articulated properly, l'mayminimba, it's gevaldik, but it could also be a sam hachayim, right? A medicine for life. It could also be a sam hamavis. It could also be a poison. Torah could be a poison. So he says, Kamei Shekosov, that's what there's a word from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon said Torah is compared to water, right? So the Vilna Gaon said that, what does it mean Torah? Oh, it's late already, I'm sorry, we have to finish. Okay, quickly, he says the Torah is compared to water. Why? He says because when you have a seed, water allows the seed to grow. But the water doesn't define what is going to grow. That depends on what you planted, right? So if you planted barley, it'll grow barley. You planted oranges, it'll grow oranges. So whatever you have, so Torah is like water. It's going to bring out whatever inyan you got. What do you have inside of you, that's a matter of what you bring to the table. So, as Hashem, we should be zeicha to be marvik v'ayt shemayim with our good diburim, and be able to do tshuva and to get to the destination, which is the depth of Torah. Shkayach.